Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1350. The writing is shir number 502. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser. So, Lemaisa, the exact procedure of washing Negel Vasser is to take a cup. We've spoken about this in the past, but just real quickly to make sure we have it straight. You take a cup, right? You fill it up with water in the right hand. You transfer it over to the left hand. Then you pour it over the right hand and transfer it back to the right hand. And then pour it on the left hand. So that's basically the procedure, how it's done. Again, the important, you fill it up with the right, give it to the left, pour in the right first. Always you want to pour in the right first, right, left, right, left, right, left, and you do this three times. Now, this procedure is repeated another two times, like we said, because you need to have a total of three times on each hand. There's some place come a rule that the procedure should be done. We spoke about from the Gra and others as procedures should be done a fourth time in order to rinse off the impure water. The water that's tamei on the hands could be wiped off, but you want to rinse it off lefi certain place come. So they say to do it a fourth time. Now, we want to keep in mind if somebody only washed three times, it's definitely good also. It's a good thing to wash four times to be in conjunction with those shitas. Now, what about somebody's a left-handed person? Somebody's a lefty. What do they do? So it's brought down, Mishabura brings down, a left-handed person should follow the same sequence that they would do it the same way. There's certain times in halacha that a lefty does things differently, right? But over here, it's brought down that a left-handed person should follow the same sequence. The Mishabura states that a left-handed person washes in the same way as a right-handed person does. Okay, so this is one of those times that it's done the same way, whether it's a lefty or a righty. So again, the Mishabura does tell us that a left-handed person washes in the same way as a right-handed person does. Now the hands should be washed up to the wrist. Okay, if one does not have enough water to wash up to the wrist, they should wash at least bare minimum up to the knuckles that join the fingers to the palm. In other words, where the fingers join onto the palm, that last knuckle over there, they should at least that much. The fingers should be covered. So if for whatever reason somebody doesn't have enough water, we do this, you know, on Tisha B'Av, we do this on Yom Kippur. Then one should be careful to wash up to the top knuckle where the fingers are attached to the palm of the hand. Now, One should then lift, we spoke about also in the past, important thing, one should lift their hands as they are open on the sides of their head in the air as though they are receiving something. It's sort of like a sign of receiving the tahara, you know, hands with tummy till now you're receiving the tahara, the cleanliness. So this is an important thing. This is done in order to show that we're receiving that actual cleanliness from the Ruach Ra. All right, I just wanted to go through a complete thing, a complete understanding of the exact procedure, so we have it down pat, and we know also now that a lefty also does it the same way, and we'll move on from there. These halachas are found in Simon Dalid, Mishabura Sifkat and Tes, also Mishabura Sifkat and Chav Beis, and the laws of daily living. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Baruch Golduv.